I look at her raised eyebrows, and then at her cello, and then at the bookshelves, trying to think how to say it out loud. The unspeakable truth that Jack is not, and never wanted to be, my dad.
Tess, Isabel says, sounding shocked. Are you crying?
No.
You are?
I'm okay, honestly. I say dishonestly because I don't want to cry. Not here. Not at school. And besides, Jack's not worth it, I tell myself angrily. I'm fine.
You don't look fine. What is it?
She clutches my hand over the top of the cello case, our arms making a wonky bridge that I long to cross. But it is impossible. I sit, not so much lost for words as full of words that can't be spoken.
Tess, come on. You can tell me, she says.
But I don't know how to explain the past few hours of my life and how I ran away from Jack last night only to return this morning to eat porridge with him. It's ridiculous. I'm ridiculous. I'm relieved to hear the bell. There's something reassuring about the prospect of my life being divided into predictable 50-minute portions for the next 7 hours at least. I make to leave, but Isabel doesn't move, grasping my fingers as I try to pull away. We'll be late for registration, I tell her.
I don't care.
You do? What about your punctuality stamps? No one else in Year 11 cares about the timekeeping scheme, but Isabel's been turning up for registration, bang on time, every morning since September because the reward for getting a term's worth of stamps is a £50 book voucher. She steels herself.
It doesn't matter.
You're a liar.
Yes, I am,
she squeaks, standing up suddenly. She shoves her things into her bag, but packs her notepad carefully, hiding it in a discreet side pocket.
Oh, I want that book voucher. I'm sorry. I have to get it. There's an illustrated complete works of Tolkien in Waterstones.
She gives me a quick one-armed hug that turns into a long hug because I don't let go.
Talk properly at lunch.
Absolutely, I say. But I don't believe the words.